Track 6.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I'm afraid I'm not really happy with this hotel.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I have your name and room number, please?
Yes, of course. It's Charles Cook, and I'm in room 406.
Right, Mr. Cook. Now, what's the problem exactly?
Where shall I start? Well, first of all, the service in your restaurant was slow. And then, while I was eating my dinner, one of your waiters spilt soup on my shirt. He didn't apologize, and the restaurant manager didn't seem to think it was important. One of my best shirts was ruined.
That's not at all acceptable, sir. I'll have a word with the manager later. Anything else?
Well, the food in the restaurant was very nice, you know. Nothing amazing, but I would certainly eat there again. However, an apology and an offer to clean my shirt would have been nice.
Oh, I agree. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks. Next, I was trying to sleep in the afternoon when the maid came in and started to clean my room.
Did you ask her to leave?
Of course I did. But she said she had to clean the room or she'd be in trouble. I mean, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She also forgot to leave clean towels.
That's not good enough. How is your room?
Oh, wonderful. One of the nicest rooms I've been in. But I'm not here to compliment you on your rooms.
Of course not, sir. Anything else?
Yes. I ordered a meal to be brought to my room. It took almost an hour to arrive. And when it did, it was cold. Also, the waiter brought it in while I was taking a shower. He actually came into the bathroom to tell me the food had arrived.
Right. I'll look into that as well.
One final thing. I was using one of the computers in your business centre when it crashed. I was in the middle of writing a report, and I lost everything. Also, the printer doesn't work, and the internet connection is really slow. It took me 10 minutes to get online.
Yes, we have had a few complaints about that. I'll see what I can do and get back to you.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.